about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Why do women have boobs? So you got something to look at while you're talking to them.
That's a good one, man.
That's what they're for, all right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I love boobies. Boobies. Big boobies. Small boobies. Big boobies. Natural boobies. Any kind of boobies. I love them.
I like your take on boobies. I like boobies.
Mambos. Rangoons. Sweater puffs. Sweet rolls. Hefties. Angel cakes. Lactoids.
The enlargement of the press was fantastic.
What's this? It's enormous. God, there's another one.
You want to see nips? You're going to have to give. No bills, no thrills.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Nice melons.
Roll another one.
These big cans are one-third larger.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Big ones, right?
And I need another again.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Listen.
It's our time to shine.
Listen.
These big cans are one-third larger.
Roll.
Roll another one.
Boobies. I like boobies.
Just like the other one.
Boobs.
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have.
She got big-ass boobies.
But don't bogart that joint. Just pass it around.
Boobies.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend. But just pass it on down.
And now.
Lisa, let him loose. Shake them for freedom, shake them for freedom. Let them loose, let them hang out. And shake them for freedom, Lisa. Come on, Lisa, mate.
Our feature presentation.
Shake them for freedom. Lisa just barely shook them to get here.
It's true.
Just walked on the stage. What kind of world are we living in where Kevin gets here before Lisa?
Oh, let me tell you something about Lisa. She, when it comes to directions, going to a live remote, is the single worst person in the world.
Thank God. Even? She's our traffic girl.
She's our traffic girl.
Even with GPS.
You've what? Only been here about 100 times.
I know, but I came from my mom's house this time, so it was a little different.
Does your mom live in Iowa?
It's not a little different when you get within 4 or 5 miles of here.
And I used to go to Cal State Fullerton, but somehow in my head it was an easy 20 minutes, which it absolutely is not.
Not in this weather, that's for sure.
No.
Good morning, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on a fantastic Friday. It is, of course, our famous Miss Double December 2013 pageant. All day long, we'll be celebrating the best in mammaries.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
And you can watch it, by the way, at krock.com all morning long.
Yeah, and you may want to do that, because that is not ideal weather for an outdoor event today.
What? Rain? Cold?
I'm just saying. It's like Hurricane Sandy's here. a special guest here at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen.
But it'll be nipply.
It will be nipply.
It is, that's
we'll
true.
We'll guarantee some nipples. If you're planning on coming down to the Slide Bar here in Fullerton, thanks again for Slide Bar for putting us up and taking care of our pageant this year. Please remember to bring an unwrapped toy for the Marines who are all stationed here. We are the most secure location in America
now. That's correct. Terrorist attack would not hit us.
We are surrounded by Marines who are all here to collect your toys. The Toys for Tots program is in full swing. Or, of course, as we call it, the Toys for Tatas program in honor of Miss Double December. Quite the show for you today. It really is just wall-to-wall cans.
It really is.
All day long, we're going to be meeting and introducing to you the top 10 finalists in the Miss Double December 2013 competition. You've met many of them on the show earlier this week. We had a chance to talk to all of them. And now you get to see them in the glorious flesh
We're going to have our bikini pageant to kick things off this morning, and then we'll be going on to the talent portion of our pageant. And then finally, and in my opinion, most importantly, is the interview section.
That is where we get the gold, usually.
That's where we get to know the girls, really, what's going on deep inside their damaged, twisted psyches. And we usually ply them with alcohol to ensure some honesty. And a special element of the interview portion this year, after the girls answer their randomly selected question, we will be having them Kevin right up here on stage. They will be Kevining, so we will get a chance to see the best Kevining pose that they can come up with in honor, of course, of the biggest phenomenon of 2012.
But that's over now.
Which
means let's not.
Well, it'll be over after all the 10 hot girls do some
Kevining. Let's not live in the past.
I like to live in the past. You know me.
I'd like to start off by reading a tweet. Kevin and Bean, you guys are never tired of seeing naked women again and again and again?
No.
No is the answer to that.
We're kind guys. Of
stupid question is that. I wrote back, have you ever met a man?
Yeah, Lisa may be a little sad about that.
No, she loves it too.
I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, she loves
it too. I'm good
with it. Lisa's good. She takes the girls under her wing and explains to them what it's like to be with us. And some of the girls drop out, I think, after they talk to Lisa. They drop out.
And I give them their escape routes in every event.
But don't talk to them until after we've crowned somebody.
Right,
because we don't need our numbers to be dwindling as the pageant goes on.
We'll be talking to our current Miss Double December. Joanna is going to be here this morning. She, of course, will have to pass the crown, as it were, to our brand new Miss Double December 2013.
Through her spit.
Through her saliva. Creepy Bean. It's not through saliva. It's through a tender and sensual kiss that she will provide our winner at the end of the ceremony.
We also have Matt Money Smith from Matt and Pete.
Sure. We've got hilarious pint-sized comedian Brad Williams is out there. Maybe he'll stop by and add some levity to the situation.
That's how we met him. We met him at a Miss Double December contest, and he just walked up to me and said, do you want me to hump her leg?
Yeah.
And when a midget asks you that, the answer is yes.
The answer is always yes.
Of course.
So Brad's here to volunteer not only to hump our new winner, but maybe we'll get him on the show and talk a little bit to him as well.
We also have tickets for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
What?
Both nights. We're going to do Listener Oki.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Which means the listeners get to sing their favorite song from their favorite band. It is always terrible. And we love that.
Yes.
So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is our Miss Double December pageant 2013 from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton.
Dude, your webcam isn't working. Dude, your webcam isn't working. Dude,
I did make the mistake of saying 5:30.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to start at 6.
6 a.m. is when the webcast will kick off, and you can start watching the Miss Double December 2013 pageant at 6 a.m. So for those of you who keep hitting refresh, 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 you got a couple minutes.
Yeah, sorry about that. There's nothing to look at right now anyway. So
no, there isn't. It's just us and a bunch of the horniest dudes in Orange County. Either you guys are the biggest Kevin and Bean fans in the world, or you're the loneliest men I've ever seen.
Or both.
Who got here at 4 a.m. to be first in line just to be close to girls wearing bikinis. I'm either proud of you or horribly sad for you, one or the other. All right, let's get to some showbiz news. Kim Kardashian is suffering, porn star Kim Kardashian is suffering, which always makes me happy. People Magazine reports that she is miserable because NBA star?
What?
NBA player?
Yeah.
Guy who sometimes plays basketball? Chris Humphries is dragging their divorce out.
Which I love.
Well, I do too. It's great because she can't move on until that whole thing is settled. He is still pressing with his fraud case, claiming that their marriage was a sham simply orchestrated for her reality television show. In order to prove that, his legal team has already started deposing the following people.
Yes.
Kanye West.
Yes.
Oh, really?
He is not entertained, I'm guessing, by that. Kris Jenner, Kim's momager, the wedding planner. They're trying to get as much evidence as they can to take this case to court and try to prove that Kim Kardashian is a lying whore.
I love it.
I hope I'm on the jury for that case. I would sentence her to death, even if it's not on the table.
I don't think that's one of the options.
Well, I would have to insist.
All right.
While we're talking about criminal cases, Lindsay Lohan! This story just keeps getting better and better. She, of course, was arrested yesterday morning at 4 a.m. at a nightclub in Manhattan. Now it turns out the scuffle that she got into with that other broad was all over a dude. Well, surprise, surprise.
Well, with Lindsay, it is.
That's true. Well, she plays both sides of the fence.
All right.
She apparently has a huge crush on Max George from the band The Wanted.
Oh, he's dreamy.
She followed him into that nightclub.
He was going there, so she went there.
Okay.
This is after she went to a Justin Bieber concert, so she has horrible taste in music.
Wow.
They showed up, and it turns out that Max was turned off by the fact that Lindsay was very, very drunk at the nightclub.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Which, is that really a turnoff if a girl comes up to you and she wants to have sex with you and she's really loaded?
I don't know. It depends on how loaded.
Apparently she was sloppy loaded.
I mean, you don't want to get thrown up on.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
Example, that's not a good thing.
Max was turned off by Lindsay and started talking to another girl, and it was that girl that Lindsay allegedly
popped in
the eye. Now, the story gets even better because the girl that she punched, according to TMZ, is well-known psychic Tiffany Mitchell.
Well, why didn't she duck ahead of time?
She should have known it was coming.
What's
right?
wrong with her?
She's the worst psychic ever. By the way, well-known psychic. I've never heard of Tiffany Mitchell before.
No. There is no such thing as a well-known psychic.
Tiffany says she had a premonition about Lindsay.
Oh, please.
And approached her inside the club to offer her a free reading. Lindsay turned her down and said, "Give me my space." As she walked away, Tiffany's friend heard Lindsay call Tiffany an effing gypsy. That apparently set the friend off. They're screaming back and forth. Lindsay was called a whore, was told that Liz and Dick sucked.
Yeah.
Words to that effect. They really couldn't make it out. There was Dick in the sentence and sucked, but we're not sure what happened. And that's when it all went crazy. Lindsay lost her cool and socked the psychic in the eye, allegedly, and all hell broke loose. So now we know more details about exactly what happened there.
All right.
Now, think about it. If Lindsay punched the psychic, I might have to be on her side.
Yeah.
This one.
It's hard to take her
side.
They're
pretty annoying, those psychics.
Yeah.
And what do you do when one of your stars quits the program? Well, good news for the people at Community. They already have a season-ending episode in place where Chevy's Chase character was already written into a cliffhanger.
Really?
I guess they sensed this coming.
Wow.
Chevy, of course, famously has quit the program, and now they will be ready when they come, if and when they come back for a fifth season. There's an easy way to write Chevy's character out of the show. So, don't worry. Don't worry, friends, fans of Community. You'll be in good shape. Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Ridley Scott, movie director, is 75 years old today. Actor Mandy Patinkin celebrates his 60th birthday.
He's so good on Homeland.
He is great on that show. Billy Idol, singer and guy who refuses to age.
He looks the same as he did 30 years ago.
From Rebel Yell to now.
Yep.
Same. He's
same
57
dude.
Years old now.
Wow.
Look, there's the lesson to be taught. Do a lot of heroin, kids, because it keeps you looking young.
It's a secret to youth.
Ben Stiller's 47 years old. Sandra, oh my God, is she ugly, is 42 years old. Singer Clay Aiken. Oh, I wish I was there. I love Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken's 34 years old today. Alicia Cuthbert.
Yes.
Ding. Celebrates her 30th birthday. Kelly Cuoco. Ding.
Yes.
She's 27 years old today. She, of course, from The Big Bang Theory. And our good buddy Robert Kirkman, the man who created The Walking Dead.
Best show on TV right now.
He created the graphic novel that started the whole mania about the zombies. He's only 34 years old.
Yep.
Dude's got the world by the ass. He's rich. He's famous. He's successful. And look at us. Look at us.
Sitting out in the rain.
Bunch of douchebag DJs sitting in the rain and looking at girls in bikinis that won't have anything to do with us. I love you guys. Thanks for coming out in the rain. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We are broadcasting live all day this morning. Does that make sense?
All day this morning. Yes.
All day this morning.
All day long this morning, we will be broadcasting live.
From the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton for the Miss Double December 2013 pageant.
We're kicking things off this morning with a couple very special guests. First and foremost, we want to give our thanks to our lovely Miss Double December for 2012, Joanna, for coming by this morning.
Her mic needs to be turned on, if that's all right.
Can we turn her mic on? There we go.
Good morning, everybody.
That guy right there, have you noticed, Ralph? That guy right there just shakes his head yes. No matter what the question is.
Right.
No matter what we need.
Nothing happens, but he does shake his head yes, which is nice. Joanna, how does it feel to be nearing the end of your reign as Miss Double December?
I'm a little sad, but I'm okay with it. It'll be fine.
Did you have a good time this year?
I definitely had a good time. It was definitely worth it.
What were some of the highlights for you this year?
Let's see. I learned how to tweet.
That's good.
I met John Stamos, which is always good.
You met him at our April Foolishness show,
oh, at
right?
Foolishness, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good-looking fella.
Yeah.
I'm no Mo, but he's a good-looking fella.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Made my butt hungry. what?
I've actually just had a really good time with all the K-Rock people, all the even the promo guys, all the way to knowing you guys. It's been such a good time.
But knowing us, probably the
that's the highlight,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Miss Double December, of course, gets to go to all of our live events. The new Miss Double December 2013 will be coming to Acoustic Christmas this year, both nights. And then, of course, Weenie Roast, April Foolishness, and all the things we do out throughout the year. And we would need to tell you, you've been a wonderful Miss Double December.
Yes, you have.
You've been a great representative of the show.
Thanks.
All the listeners who have had a chance to interact with you have nothing but kind things to say. And so we really appreciate you being such a good sport all year long and doing a great job of representing us.
Thank you, guys.
Our other special guest this morning is a representative of the Marines. He's here to talk about the amazing Toys for Tatas program that we like to participate in every year. Please welcome Gunnery Sergeant Willie A. McClendon.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Gunnery Sergeant.
How do we address you, first of all?
Gunnery Sergeant.
Gunnery Sergeant. All right.
See, I knew what I was doing.
All right. Just checking.
Thanks so much for coming by, sir. And tell us a little bit about the program, the Toys for Tots program. What do you guys do every year?
Well, the Marine Corps Toys for Tots is a nonprofit organization where the Marine Corps and the Toys for Tots Foundation go around and gather toys for needy kids. I'm the Toys for Tots coordinator in Orange County. So what I do is I go around, gather toys, do special events like this one here to gather toys for the Marine Corps and pass them out to needy kids in Orange County.
On the average, and you know the Orange County specifics, how many kids per year are provided with what really amounts to their Christmas by the Marines each and every year?
Last year in 2011, we collected 143,000 toys.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
This year we're trying to beat our record, you know, try to get more toys. My goal is 180, so... we go around and do different things, different events. This week I have a charity golf tournament at Coyote Hill Golf Tournament. So if you want to go there this December 3rd, come by, drop off some toys there. We're looking for golfers also, sponsorships. So.
But is this the best event that you get to go to get toys? I mean, come on.
This is the best event to me.
Yeah.
If you're coming down to Fullerton and you have not gotten here yet, remember an unwrapped toy for Toys for Tatas.
That's your price of admission to get in. Because really, for a lot of these kids, this is the only Christmas gift they'll get.
And that's correct. This is the only Christmas gift. So we try to give a toy to every needy kid in Orange County. Just trying to make sure they have a happy Christmas.
How long has the program been going on? How long have the Marines been
involved? The Marine Corps been doing this since 1947.
Wow.
Wow.
Total, last year the Marine Corps collected 1.2 million toys last year.
It's wonderful.
Throughout the United States. So we try to do this every year. It's a charity function for us, so we trying to make sure that the Marine Corps and the Toys for Tots Foundation is well organized with this.
Now, when you give a kid a toy, do you also give him like a form to fill out so he has to join up? So you know, when he turns 18, you're going to get him in the Marines right away. Is there any hook or any?
There's no hook at all.
No strings attached?
No strings attached at all. Basically, just come by. You know, we try to make sure that we give it to kids who are deserving kids. So
right.
That's our main. That's the only thing we ask for, that kids are deserving. So
if a kid's like an asshole, you don't give him a toy? You have like a naughty and a nice list, just like Santa Claus?
I'd like to say I hope not. I hope that's true. You don't. I'm with Ralph on that. There's a lot of little assholes running around out there.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Trust me. Well, it is amazing work that the Marine Corps does every year with this program especially, and all year long. I mean, you are keeping us safe. Besides giving out toys, you're also defending our country, and so thank you for your service.
There's that as well.
Yeah. But we always like to be involved with this program because it really is an amazing charity, and they do great, great work.
Thanks for coming down today. Thank you to all the rest of the Marines from Orange County who are also here.
There's about 400 Marines who decided to volunteer for this event today. I don't know why it's so popular, but they all seem to come out. Yeah.
It's the Miss Double December 2013 pageant, and we will be right back on the World Famous K-Rock.
All right, it's time to get this party started. Who's with me?
Everyone, apparently.
Kevin Amees, Miss Double December Pageant 2013 from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. Ralph Garman is our ceremonial host.
Close enough. Every year, of course, we break the Miss Double December Pageant into three sections. We've got the interview section, the talent portion of the pageant,
And then we've got this section. Who, and Kevin can back me up on this. We try to stop this every year. We hate the objectification of women. We really do.
I'm the one that pushes it through.
She does.
We keep saying, no, we don't want to see these women up here parading in bikinis. But the girls insist on it.
They
just won't do it.
We said, you guys don't have to come in bikinis. They're like, oh, no.
We won't do it unless we get to put on our bikinis.
That happened.
So we're going
to
bring
And we'd like to do it first thing really early.
Yes. When it's the coldest part of the morning, we'd like to put on our bikinis. We're going to have each and every one of the contestants come up here escorted by one of our friendly and helpful Marines. She will take a walk up and down our runway as I tell you a little bit about her, and that's how you're going to get to meet each of the girls. We're going to start off with our first five of our 10 competitors. Please give a warm welcome to Allie, everyone, the lovely Allie. Good morning, Allie. You have a walk down our runway for us. Allie is an X-ray technician from Burbank. That means she can see what's going on in your pants, fellas. Thank you so much, Allie, for coming out this morning. You look lovely. And not a little bit cold. Not even a little bit.
By the way, just for the record, you should be going to krock.com and watching this instead of just listening.
Yeah, it makes for better video than it does radio.
Yes, it does. Out.
Please welcome our next contestant, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Ashley, coming to the stage. Ashley's hometown is Fullerton, California.
That's barely a swimsuit.
It really is. Former bottle service waitress from Vegas. She's also a model, as you can tell, and she is a lovely, lovely girl. And she just shaped what her mama gave her right there for the audience.
That's right, that's true.
Next up on the stage is one of their favorites. It is Kristen, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen coming to stage. Kristen's from Chino Hills. She's a small business owner. She will come and spray tan all over you. And I'm feeling a little pale myself. Maybe I should have her do some work on me. Next up in the group, she is a returning contestant. She was on stage here last year. We've got to know her. She's a great gal. Please give it up for Lux, everybody. All right. Good morning, Lux. She's take a walk down our runway for the folks. She's from Moreno Valley, California. She's a model. She's a marketing consultant. And she can drive a motorcycle. She's very, very impressive. Uh-huh. Thanks for coming out, Lux. And the last in our first group of five, we'll be bringing out five more right after the commercial and a couple songs. Please welcome Mackenzie to the stage. Mackenzie's a Renaissance woman. She's a model. She's a cosmetologist. She's a bartender. And most importantly, she looks smoking hot in a bikini. That's just a piece of cloth is what that is.
Yeah.
That's not even a bikini bottom, really.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out, Mackenzie.
That will
Those
work.
Those are your first five contestants in the Miss Double December 2013 pageant. We'll be bringing out five more after we take a little break here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Miss Double December pageant 2013 live from the Sly Bar in Fullerton.
Look at this crowd, despite inclement weather. They're still out here to see boobs.
We're going to have trouble today.
Yeah.
It's just a group of wolves out here. We're in trouble.
They're horny wolves.
Yeah.
Thank God the Marines are here to escort the girls up on stage. If you want to see everything that's happening down here at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen here in Fullerton, California, you can go to krock.com. We are webcasting the show all morning, so you can take a look. And perhaps the most important part is we are still collecting votes for these girls up until the final moment.
Up till 9 a.m.
Yeah.
That'll be the cutoff time, but you can vote at krock.com and figure out who you want to be Miss Double December 2013. As you watch, maybe your mind will be changed.
Yeah, we need your votes. Let's meet the rest of our competitors this morning, shall we? Let's bring up next to the stage Mimi, the lovely Mimi, ladies and gentlemen. Mimi describes herself as classy, sassy, but never trashy. Please welcome Mimi, everyone, as Mimi walks the runway. Mimi, originally from Chino, California. Chino in the house! Thanks for coming by, Mimi.
Sorry, can I hear that again?
Chino in the house!
Just checking.
Next up on stage is the beautiful Natalie. Natalie's from Concord, California.
All right.
Natalie claims
That because she has three older brothers, she was a tomboy growing up.
Yeah.
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 Tomboys never looked like that when I was a kid. Most of the tomboys I knew ended up being field hockey players. And
dating Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, exactly. Next up, coming to the stage. Wow, I feel like a stripper, DJ. I feel like I work in a strip club.
Coming to the stage next, it's Sarah. Put your hands together for Sarah, everybody.
Woo!
Think deep, guys.
Get those dollar bills out, gentlemen. They don't work for applause. Sarah from Whittier, California. She would fly. If she had any superpower, it would be to fly. She's making my pants rise right now.
Actually. That's not the same thing.
Next up on stage is Shannon. Our next competitor is Shannon.
Woo!
Shannon's from Huntington Beach, California. She's also a paralegal, which means she knows all about sexual harassment lawsuits. So don't try anything because she's got lawyer friends and you will do time. Thank you, Shannon. And lastly, Tanya, the last of our competitors. Tanya is making her way to the stage. Tanya claims she has been a Kevin and Bean fan since she was 8 years old. My, how Tanya's grown up, huh? Tanya is a nurse, fellas.
Yep.
I'm still not buying that.
I would like Tanya to check my prostate, actually. I've been having some problems, and I brought some rubber gloves in case she wants to take a look. That was the final and 10th of our competitors this morning. Give a big round of applause for all of the girls. Just our best-looking crop ever, I think.
I think so, too.
And they're such good sports for putting on their bikinis when it's just balls-ass cold out here.
I got to tell you, I went over to the restroom. There's a giant, like, wheelchair-accessible porta-potty over there.
Yeah.
And someone was in it, so I waited. And then one of the Miss Double D contestants came out with another girl.
Wow. Really?
I was like, all right, let's get this party started. Now we're talking.
It's the only time a porta-potty's ever been sexy in the history of mankind.
That is correct. We will take a break, and we will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat right after this on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, live from Fullerton at 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It is Kevin and Bean's Miss Double December Pageant 2013.
We are here at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton. Thanks to everybody who came out this morning. People still trying to get in. Everybody brought down an unwrapped toy to give to the Marines for their Toys for Tots program, and we truly do appreciate that. Quick heads up, if you're around near Universal Studios tomorrow night, Kevin Smith and I will be doing our Hollywood Babylon show. Some Babylonians. Well, thanks so much. 8 p.m. tomorrow night. You go to thelovitz.com to see me and Smith make fun of people who are better looking, richer, and more famous than we are. So we'd love to have you come by. One of the people we'll be making fun of tomorrow night for sure is Lindsay Lohan. More details coming out about her bust in New York City yesterday morning.
She's got a great bust. I've seen it.
No, it was an arrest. I mean, it was an arrest.
Oh.
4 a.m. She was stumbling out of a nightclub, allegedly drunk.
Right.
She got into a fight, allegedly, with a psychic.
Allegedly.
Over Max George from The Wanted. Apparently, Lindsay has a crush on him, and she followed him into that nightclub, tried to talk to him, was so sloppy drunk, he walked away from her and started talking to this psychic chick.
Wow.
Lindsay did not care for that, and so Lindsay punched the psychic in the eye. I don't know if it was the third eye or whether it was just the one of her normal ones.
She didn't see it coming.
She did not. She's a lousy psychic.
That's
she
right.
should have known. She should have ducked.
She deserved a punch in the eye.
She did. Of course, Lindsay was arrested. Lindsay's lawyer says that everything's going to be sorted out and she'll be fine. She'll be acquitted of these
charges.
Oh,
that's great news.
Yeah. Well, your lawyer has to say that because you write them a fat check every month. No word yet on whether she will be violating her probation or not here in Southern California. But yesterday was a bad day for Lindsay. She also was charged with lying to the police in Santa Monica Court for that accident she had.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that's all bad news. Congratulations to a friend of Kevin's, legendary movie makeup artist Rick Baker gets his star on the Walk of Fame this morning. Rick Baker, for those who don't know, has been a makeup artist for about 40 years, I guess.
Yeah.
He is one of the best in the business. This guy did everything from Star Wars to Harry and the Hendersons to Thriller to The Exorcist to Gremlins, Men in Black, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. One of the he is just the preeminent makeup artist in Hollywood. I was at a party last night that they were honoring him that Mac threw. The cosmetic company.
That makes sense.
And Chelsea Handler was there.
Oh, my goodness. My best friend, Chelsea Handler.
And Ralph loves Chelsea Handler.
Wow.
So we were making the rounds, and my wife was walking around, and she got introduced to Chelsea Handler. And Chelsea said, "Who are you? What's your name?" And she told Chelsea, and Chelsea said, "Your husband's that asshole that always says crap about me."
Oh, man.
To my wife, not even to me.
But you don't even say crap about
her. I don't. It's you, but I agree with what you say, so I'm fine with it. That was good. No problem.
Well, it's nice to know that the message is getting through to Chelsea Handler.
Loud and clear.
She really should get into country music, I think. That's, that's my opinion of her. I think she should leave comedy and sing country. That's I'm just saying, I think she'd be more apt for that. While we're talking about Triple X things, 50 Shades of Grey, the book, one of the porn companies has made a parody of that called 50 Shades of Grey, the X-rated version.
Okay. Easy, easy.
Easy,
we still have rules.
To which Universal Studios, who have shelled out $5 million for the film rights to the book, they're very upset that this porn version was released before they could make their porn version, I guess.
Well,
because really, if you know the book at all, it's pretty much a porn movie anyway, right?
Yeah, I don't know how you parody that.
I don't know. It's probably exactly the same thing that they're going to be doing, only, you know, with more close-ups of wet things. So they're thinking about suing them. We'll have to keep you posted on what happens there. Michael Jackson in the news today.
What?
He's dead. He died, apparently.
What? Is yeah. This was in the news?
Yeah, I just read this. So this might be an old report. No, actually, he's in the news today because the Thriller album was released 30 years ago today.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Wow.
And Rick Baker actually did the makeup for the Thriller video.
The Thriller,
right?
Yeah.
30 years ago today was released. You know what the first single was off of Thriller that was released? All the smash hits on that album. The first one, they thought, this is the single. This is the one that's going to go to number one.
Beat It?
No. The Girl Is Mine is duet with Paul McCartney.
Oh, what a lame, weak song.
Easily, it's the worst song on that album. Easily.
Wow.
Yeah. And to celebrate, Michael's father, Joe Jackson, had a stroke yesterday, so...
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
But really, Michael would be so happy this morning if he were still with us. He'd be so happy that his... His father, Joe, used to beat him when he didn't... used to beat it when he didn't... didn't rehearse and work as well. As a little kid, he used to get a belt out, and he used to beat Michael while they were rehearsing if he didn't like the way he was singing.
We're not making fun of strokes, but we are making fun of Michael Jackson's dad because he deserves all bad things.
He absolutely deserves that, yeah. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays this morning, shall we? Robert Kirkman. This is the guy who gave us The Walking Dead.
What a yes!
Created the original graphic novel about those zombies. He's 34 years old today. Kaley Cuoco.
That's right.
From The Big Bang Theory. She's 27 years old today. Alicia Cuthbert. She stars on that Happy Ending show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I was so disappointed when I watched that show.
Now that you thought
I
it was?
I tuned in 1 week, and I didn't see any moisture whatsoever.
It wasn't on the Playboy channel.
No, it wasn't. Remember her on... 24, right?
Yes.
When we first met her. She was Sutherland's daughter.
Yep.
Yeah. Clay Aiken is 34 years old today. She, of course, was an American Idol finalist.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Sandra Oh. What's the opposite of a bell?
No.
Yeah. She's 42 years old today. Ben Stiller turns 47. John Ashton from the Psychedelic Furs celebrates his 55th birthday today. Legendary singer Billy Idol turns 57 years old. People still love Billy.
The people love Billy.
They do. Mandy Patinkin. You guys watch Homeland?
Oh, yeah.
There on Showtime?
Should be. That's a great show.
Great work on that show. He is 60 years old. And legendary movie director Ridley Scott celebrates his 75th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. We've got more of the Miss Double December 2013 pageant coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. People, Miss Double December... 2013, it's the pageant live from Fullerton.
7:06 in the a.m. Coming up next will be the talent portion of the Miss Double December pageant. And speaking of talent, to my left, our good friend, and sometimes he'll sit in for me on the Showbiz Beat when I can't make it, our good friend Brad Williams.
How's it going, everybody?
Very, very funny man.
Wow.
Let's tell everybody how we met.
It was 2 years ago at the Double December pageant, the year Danielle won, and... Mm-hmm. I live across the street, so I just, you know,
walked on over here, and I made my way backstage because midgets have that power.
Sure. Yeah. Nobody saw you.
Yeah, exactly. Under the radar. And I remember I asked you, Kevin, would it be all right if I ran up on stage and humped the winner? And you said, yeah.
Hey, Omar, shut up for 1 minute. Yeah, we're doing a
radio show over here, Omar.
When a midget asks me if it's all right if he humps the leg of a girl,
yeah,
my answer is always yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's how we met him.
Exactly. And then Danielle's knee got pregnant.
That's true.
And gave birth to little tiny midget babies. It was awesome. It was great.
We brought Brad up not only because he's a friend of the show, but also he's going to be one of our guest judges this morning.
Yes.
While we're talking about talent, here's some people on stage who have...
None of it.
They're going to be competing for tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas this year in a little game we like to call Listener-okie.
Listener-okie, that's a game we're going to play. Listener-okie. Come and sing and don't be lame.
All right, someone's been drinking.
Yeah.
Everyone on stage has been drinking. All right, we have tickets for both nights of the sold-out 23rd Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Come out here, first contestant, please. Takes off his jacket, as if that's what the people are here to see.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Brad.
Brad, you're going to be singing a song today for Listener-okie. And what song is it going to be?
Crawling by Linkin Park.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Brad.
Crawling down my stand, these words they will not hear. Fear is how I pull, confusing what is real.
You people are harsh critics.
I know, that was good.
I liked it. Me too. I guarantee that's the best.
If they're booing a guy who can actually sing, what are they going to do to these other people?
All right, come on over. What is your name?
Jamie.
Jamie, what song are you going to be singing?
Killers, Mr. Brightside.
All right, here's Mr. Brightside with Jamie.
I'm coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss.
No singing, but she shook it.
That's right.
And she liked it.
Got a better response from the crowd than the dude that could sing.
She understands. She understands the crowd.
That's true.
Why,
yes.
There you go.
What is your name, please?
Izzy.
Izzy, what song are you going to be singing?
Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains.
All right, here's Garbage.
Appropriate.
I mean, Izzy.
Same thing.
Thank you.
Don't judge her yet.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it, I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the news is bad. How it hurts to go to feel so sad.
She's not giving the mic up.
Izzy, everyone. Woo! Izzy. Nicely done. Izzy working the runway, giving the people what they want.
She won the crowd. Now she'll win her freedom.
You. Your name, please.
Steven.
Steven, what song are you going to be singing by what band?
Faint by Linkin Park.
Faint. Here's Steven.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Give the man a chance.
Those are the first pair of cans we've seen.
A little bit of loneliness, a little bit of disregard, a handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see in these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you just to hear me out. So I let go of watching you turn your back. You always do face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here is all that I got.
All right, there you go.
There we go. By the way, better than every time we do this on the radio.
So far, yes. Everyone has been at least pretty good.
Your name, sir.
My name's Vado.
Are you homeless?
No.
Just a guess. It was just a guess.
You know, Kevin, it's not often that we get an officer from the Cuban Army to come by here, so I really appreciate him coming all that way.
Is there a Christmas Christmas for me? I need change, man.
Yeah, see? Now, what song are you going to be singing?
Savior by...
It doesn't matter. You're going to lose. All right, here we go.
Come on. That's not right.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten... The colors of your eyes were in.
Yeah! Right, look
Viva
at that.
Castro! Woo! Viva Castro!
All right.
Cuba in the house!
Go back to your box under the 91 freeway.
All right, now we're going to do this by crowd response to the contestant that you think should win. Is it Mr. Lincoln Park over here?
Kevin is holding his hand over each of the contestants.
Brutal. Yep. Wow. How about this girl here? Contestant number two? Sort of the same. Contestant number three?
How about Izzy?
Oh, Izzy's got the crowd.
Yeah. Izzy sang some garbage.
Contestant number four? They don't like
his
boobs
again.
Homeless guy?
Fidel Castro? I think we have a clear winner.
Yes. We have a winner. Congratulations. Tickets to both nights of the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Christmas. Almost Acoustic Christmas. So you know what I meant.
Izzy, do you have something to say?
Fire beer mug!
Yeah!
We'll be right back from Fullerton on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton this morning for the Miss Double December pageant 2013.
We are now in part two of the pageant. Earlier this morning we had our bikini runway walk. Now we are going to do what I think is perhaps the most important part of the pageant, which is the talent portion of the pageant. Because, sure, they're all beautiful, but how much can they entertain us? That's the question we're all asking ourselves. So we're going to bring up each and every one of the girls to do their special talent. This is something unique to them. We're going to start off with Allie. Allie from Burbank. Come on up, Allie. Allie, what do you got there in your hand?
A shot.
She does have a shot.
Does that have anything to do with your talent?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Now, for those of you who don't know, if you didn't hear Allie's interview on the show earlier in the week, Allie is very flexible. In fact, you're double-jointed, right?
I am double-jointed.
What are you going to be doing for us this morning?
I'm going to do a really weird arm thing that I do.
She's going to do that really weird arm thing that she does.
Good enough with me.
I like to call it wearing her arms as a necktie. That's kind of what it looks like. And how does the shot factor in?
I'm just going to take it right after.
That's a good idea. You might want to take it before with this crowd.
I want you to hold it for me.
I'll hold it.
Oh, the shot.
Not the first time Ralph's heard that.
No, it isn't. Here is the lovely Allie doing that really weird arm thing she does.
Woo!
Yeah, there's that really weird arm thing she did.
And then the shot.
And then the shot.
Yes. That is talent. Yes.
Let's give it up for Allie, everybody.
That was a really weird arm thing, and it just made me do something really weird in my pants.
Yes.
Too much information.
Please welcome now to the stage our second contestant, Ashley. Ashley, put it together.
Oh, she's dressed in German Lederhosen.
That's a bong. Sorry, that's a beer bong.
Wow.
Ashley, what is your talent going to be this morning?
My talent is showing my German heritage and chugging a beer and doing push-ups.
You're showing more than your German heritage right now, sweetheart. You're going to do the beer bong, and then what happens?
And then I'm going to do push-ups.
How many push-ups?
I'm going to say 20.
20 wow. push-ups?
Ambitious.
I'm trying.
Now, are these girl push-ups or real push-ups?
What do you want?
You tell me. It's your talent.
Whatever's sexier.
I'll do either one. I'll do man push-ups.
All right.
Let's just do 10 man push-ups should be fine after you do a beer bong, because we don't want to clean up the stage after you vomit. All right. Can we fill up Ashley's beer bong? We have one of our very handsome, helpful Marines who's going to fill that bong up for her.
She's on her knees.
She's on her knees. She's putting the hose in her mouth.
That's happening. You should be watching this at krock.com, by the way.
Okay, we're going to let Ashley know when that bong is filled.
Oh, PBR. Nice.
It's a very glamorous bong, by the way.
Yeah, it's too glamorous for PBR.
Yeah. All right, here she goes. She's going to shoot that beer bong. Here she goes. Oh, look at that foam spewing out of her mouth.
It's just going down her throat so easy.
Here we go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley, she keeps going.
13. She doesn't
14,
stop. Oh,
14,
don't stop. Don't
16,
stop. Almost
16,
there.
18. 20.
Wow.
20 real push-ups from Ashley.
Wow.
Ashley, the Marines would like to know if you'd like to enlist.
I would love to.
All right, Semper Fi. Thanks so much, Ashley, for coming by and doing that.
That means you could kick all of our asses, Ralph.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Probably at once.
I couldn't do 20 push-ups sober right now. Next up in our cavalcade of talent is the lovely Kristen. Please welcome Kristen to the stage from Chino Hills, California. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Kristen, what is your talent going to be this morning?
I'm going to recite a poem that I've written.
Hey, give her a chance!
Hey, she's beautiful and sensitive, you bastards. She's a poet. I'm going to hand the microphone over to you, and we're looking forward to hearing your lovely poem.
Okay. Play with my bits. I went to a man to fix the issue, no longer to have to stuff my bra with tissue. The doc said I'd get lots of attention. There's been so many losers. There's a few I can mention.
Sorry, keep going. Sorry.
Excuse me.
The psych guy I met after my ex. How could you not tell? All I wanted was sex. Now I'm on K-Rock to be Miss Double December. I think back to that doc, and I have to remember, a small chest is just something I don't miss. It's easier now to get an Australian kiss. Kevin, Bean, Ralph, and Lisa May, before everyone votes, I have to say, I'm fun, energetic, full of spunk, and pretty. I'd have given Scott Mason more than a kidney.
There you go!
Yes. Vote for Kristen for Miss Double D, the greatest gift for my boob anniversary.
There you go. Woo!
Wow. Kristen, ladies and gentlemen, yes. An excellent poem.
Woo!
The fact that she remembered all that,
there you go,
means she's not nearly drunk enough, in my opinion.
That's true.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Ah, whatever. I've got a boner.
That doesn't even rhyme, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
A horrible, horrible
How poem. Did you remember all that?
That was very impressive. Speaking of impressive, please welcome to the stage Lux, everybody. Lux is coming to the stage.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. Lux, what's your talent going to be?
I'll be doing a burlesque dance again this year, dressed like Jessica Rabbit.
What song are you going to be dancing to?
I'll be dancing to Marilyn Manson's Tainted Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Lux.
Taking off her gloves?
Yes, she is. You really should be watching this on the webcast.
Absolutely.
If you're not already.
Please, Eddie.
Loosening straps.
She's
loosening
not bad, more straps. She's just drawn that way.
One shoe off.
There goes the hose. That's just me.
Hey, hey. Sitting on a stool, taking off the other shoe.
She really hates hoes.
Yeah, she does. And you, on the other hand, love hoes.
I love them. I'm up to 5 restraining orders already.
Sweet.
That shoe is on.
She's working the runway.
Wait, now she's going for the corset.
Yeah.
She's untying. You really should be watching this.
What's this webcast rated? Do we know? Because it looks like that course is coming off.
It's rated whatever happens.
Don't worry, it's just on the internet. No one will see.
She's struggling to get that corset off.
Somebody get her some scissors, a knife, whatever it takes.
Someone help her untie that corset. You, sir.
She's asking the crowd to help her untie the corset.
That never happens to me.
Nope. The guy won't put down his phone.
Put down your camera, jackass.
Jeez.
What's going on?
What's a girl got to do?
Now he's got to get his mouth.
She's running out of things to take off, which is a good thing.
Here comes the corset.
Oh, she's taking off the corset.
Front.
Ralph, can you help her? She's having trouble with it.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
No more trouble.
She's in red booty
Ladies
shorts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Lux.
Woo!
Thank you so much, Lux. I mean that from the bottom of my pants. USA indeed.
She shook him for freedom.
She did. And lastly, for this first group of talent contestants, let's bring up Mackenzie to the stage. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hello. Hi.
You having fun so far?
I'm having a great time. How about you?
I'm having a great time, too. What are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to do a cartwheel.
A cartwheel.
Now, this lends to the question, will they stay in if you do a cartwheel?
Let's hope so.
All right.
Let's hope not.
Keep your fingers crossed, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Mackenzie and her cartwheel.
One more for good measure.
One more cartwheel for good measure.
I'm sorry. I missed it.
Yeah, wasn't right.
Just what, if you don't mind, because I.
Here we go.
Wow, that's good form right there.
If only life had TiVo.
Put your hands together for Mackenzie, everybody.
Nicely done.
Our fifth contestant in the first batch of Miss Double December Pageant. Competitors who are trying to win the crown this morning.
Take a break. Come
right
back.
This is like my favorite circus ever. This is the best circus I've ever seen.
We'll come right back on the world famous K Rock. One more spoon of cough syrup
now. Whoa. Oh, we get it, Chris. You're very sensitive.
Whoa.
Okay.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. It is 7:41. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the Miss Double December Pageant 2013, live from Fullerton.
Part two of our talent competition. And keep in mind, we are still tabulating the votes. So those of you who are watching at home on the webcast or you're listening on the radio, we need you to go to krock.com, kevinandbean.com, and place your votes for Miss Double December. Remember, you make the final choice. So don't blame us if your favorite doesn't win because you didn't vote, you bastard.
And don't saddle us with someone bad.
That's right. We're sticking with somebody bad. Part two of the talent competition. Our next contestant up on the stage is Mimi. Put your hands together for Mimi, everybody.
Being escorted up by the Marines.
Mimi has a special place in my heart because she is, as you can tell, sleeved. And amongst her tattoos are the bat signal and number 7 for Jack Daniels. So it's a girl after my own heart. How you doing, Mimi?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
What is your talent going to be this morning?
My talent is that I am able to motorboat myself.
I would never leave the house if I were you.
Comes in handy on sad, lonely nights.
I'm sorry?
I said I would never leave the house if I was you. All right, do you need anything special, or are you just going to lay down here and motorboat yourself?
I'm just going to lay down here and show you what I got.
Let's get this party started.
All right, here's Mimi motorboating herself, ladies and gentlemen.
Her feet straight up, now over her head.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's a position I'm going to remember for some time. Wait, don't wipe them off. She has lipstick marks on her own boobs that she gave herself.
All right.
That's a good talent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mimi, everybody. Let's hear some applause for Mimi.
Nicely done. I can't tell you how many times I've tried that.
Yeah. You're not trying to motorboat yourself either, by the way.
No, something else.
Next coming to the stage is Natalie. Let's hear some applause for Natalie. From Concord, California. Natalie, looking very sporty. Now, listen, I am not a soccer fan, but I might enjoy the sport if they
now
look like
are.
This.
There you go. Yeah.
What are you going to do for us this morning, as if I couldn't tell?
I'm going to juggle a little bit.
You're going to juggle the soccer ball a little bit. Now, juggling, in soccer terms, means you're going to...
use my body.
Yeah, so you're going to be bouncing it on your knees and feet and stuff?
That's right.
All right. Let's put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Natalie. Oppa Gangnam Style. Oh, got away from her a little bit there.
One.
Balls can do that.
Whoop. Got away.
Two.
A little help from the crowd.
Oh, nice.
She just booted it at somebody.
She just put her ball on someone's face.
And that guy held onto his beer, God bless him.
I offered her $100 if she could hit the camera.
You can hit lightning?
Yeah, I offered her $100. It was a valiant effort, though.
Give her the 100 anyway. Natalie, everybody. Let's hear some applause for Natalie.
Great ball control.
You were her.
Now coming to the stage is Sarah. Put your hands together for Sarah. Sarah's from Whittier, California.
No one's that excited about Whittier. Take it easy.
Even Richard Nixon wasn't that excited about Whittier.
Great reference.
Thank you.
Timely.
He was a president, you see. Sarah, what are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to rap and white girl dance.
All right.
Rap and white girl dance. What are you going to be rapping? So in case we don't recognize it, we'll be able to identify it.
It's Ludacris, What's Your Fantasy?
All right. Go. I'm going to turn over the microphone to Sarah. Here she is rapping.
Little Luda.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, move from the bed down to the dip throat, and I wanna
You make it so good, I don't want to leave, but I gotta know. Oh, what's your fancy to see? See, windows up, that's the way you like to.
Hey!
Balled up, ball alert, rip the pants and rip the shirt. Rough sex, make it hurt, in the garden, out in the dirt. Rolling round, Georgia Brown, that's the way that I like it. Squirt! All the work, run to pay, don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade, on the top of my Escalade.
Second verse.
Come on. Sarah, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Nicely done.
Wow, for a minute there, I thought I was listening to Big Boy. That was uncanny. It was as if Luda was with us in the room.
That is what it was like.
Yeah.
Although Luda doesn't look that good.
No, he doesn't. Coming up next.
Thank you, Omar.
Coming up next is Shannon, everybody. Let's hear some applause for Shannon being escorted by one of our Marines. Good morning, Shannon.
Hello.
You look lovely this morning.
Thank you.
You just rolled out of bed.
Kind of did.
What? Roll out of my bed, said one of the gentlemen in the front here. What talent are you going to do for us this morning?
Put on my lipstick with no hands.
Put on her lipstick with no hands.
Wait, what?
Well, however will you do that, Shannon? What will you be using to put your lipstick on with then, he asked?
Secret weapon.
Or secret weapons. There
weapons.
We go. She is putting the lipstick between her breasts. She's got her head down.
It's in there.
She's doing her work. Look at that. A perfect,
wow.
A perfect pair of lips.
I don't know what quadriplegics are complaining about.
That's right. She can do that.
Exactly. No hands.
Thank you, Shannon, so much.
We should keep her around.
We should.
Sure.
Just for that bar trick.
Yeah. And our last competitor in the talent portion of the Miss Double December 2013 pageant, she is our registered nurse, Tanya, everybody. Tanya.
Wearing a sexy elf costume.
Yeah.
I've been in the North Pole. Elves don't look like that.
No. Nope. And you would know.
Yes.
Tanya is
stretching.
Limbering up. Mm-hmm. Tanya, what are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to juggle some balls.
Well, you need a volunteer from the audience?
No, I brought my own today.
Brought your own.
Now, that's not going to help you in the competition.
How long have you been juggling, Tanya?
About a week.
This should be good.
She said, I'm going to juggle, and then she went on YouTube, how to juggle.
Yeah. She's smart.
Yeah.
There you go. She's a nurse, for God's sake. She knows
sure.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to jump on the trampoline, and you're going to juggle those three balls. Degree of difficulty of 9. Let's keep that in mind, judges. Tanya, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Tanya.
Jump around. Jump around.
She just threw one ball into the crowd.
Yes,
now
she did.
Now she
she's juggling two balls.
You're not really juggling when it's two balls. Now she threw those
now
into the crowd.
She's just jumping.
But that's really all people care about
okay.
anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tanya, put your hands together for Tanya. Well done.
Thank you.
She didn't need the help of you two.
No, all right. Not at all. She's got a gift.
She does have a gift.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tanya. Well, there you have it. That's the talent portion of the pageant for this morning. Put your hands together for all the girls. I think you did an amazing
yes.
job. Big round of applause.
We will take a break. We'll come back from Fullerton with the Showbiz Beat next on the world famous K-Rock.
What's the best thing about fall? Is it raking wet leaves? No, uncertain weather. No, that's not it. It's AMPM's delicious pumpkin spice coffee, creamers, cappuccinos, and iced lattes. Stop in today and get your own pumpkin spice pick-me-up just in time for fall. AMPM, too much good stuff. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
It's that special time of year when we get to unwrap new knockers.
Your breasts are great. They're really perky and high up.
It's Kevin and Bean's Miss Double December Beauty Pageant.
The world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock.
I disagree with that. I think the best thing about fall is Miss Double December.
I agree.
Yeah.
That would
hard
be my take.
Yeah.
We are live at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. We are doing Miss Double December. We still have the interview portion to come up.
That's my favorite part.
And then we're going to announce the top three. Then we're going to crown a new Miss Double December.
There's a special twist to the interview portion this year. Each of the girls will be answering a question selected at random for her. But at the end of the question, she's going to have to do some Kevining. So we're going to have her.
Well played,
we're
sir.
We're going to get her favorite Kevining pose.
You're Kevining! You're Kevining! You're Kevining! You're Kevining!
I'm not enjoying this. Yeah, we heard the song.
It's Kevin and Bean Show. Our buddy Brad Williams is sitting in with me on Showbiz Beat this morning.
Yeah. What
and in Brad's honor, I would like to give away right now some tickets to a special K-Rock advanced screening of The Hobbit.
They use CGI, those bastards.
You got rooked out of a job, my
friend. I was available. What movies can we do? That's like taking the black people out of Roots. Come on now.
It really is unfair.
Come on now.
Roots, by the way. Nice reference.
Yeah, timely.
I thought I was going Richard Nixon, but you brought Roots back. He may have topped you.
It is a special advanced screening of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. The movie's in theaters everywhere Friday, December the 14th. We will show it to you on December the 11th at the AMC Century City 15. If you'd like to go see The Hobbit early, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First five callers will get a pair of passes to go see The Hobbit. Speaking of tickets, also, Kevin Smith and I are doing our show Hollywood Babylon at the Lovitz this weekend. Yep. Tomorrow night at 8, we'd love to have you come out and join us. TheLovitz.com for details. Brad, you sat in with me a couple times.
I have. It's a great show. The crowd is almost as drunk as this crowd is here.
Almost.
It's great.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan in the news again this morning.
Speaking of drunk.
Speaking of drunks, you know, TMZ claims that she is now drinking 2/5 of vodka a day. She's like back.
That's all?
Wow. A day.
Her old school habit. She's getting loaded again.
But, like, really, isn't, like, the leaves changing, Lindsay Lohan getting drunk? You know it's winter now.
Yeah. At least now she has something to drink about. She got arrested in New York City yesterday morning, coming out of a nightclub after she allegedly punched a psychic in the eye.
The psychic didn't see it coming?
No, she didn't. I think she was angry because the psychic didn't warn her that Liz and Dick would be so bad.
She did tell her afterwards, though, that it
was
bad.
She did.
It was terrible.
Apparently, they were fighting over Max George from The Wanted.
What?
Who? Yeah.
Lindsay has a crush on him. She followed him to that nightclub, and Max didn't want to talk to her. Started talking to the psychic instead. Maybe he was getting a reading. I don't know.
Apparently, there was the Powerball going on. Maybe he was trying to get a leg up.
Oh, it's a good idea.
But if you really want to get a leg up, Lindsay Lohan.
No.
That's true.
Why are you starting to talk like me, Brad?
Because I had to have a beer.
Thanks, Omar.
Lindsay reportedly called the psychic an effing gypsy.
Well, was she?
I don't believe so. Her name's Tiffany Mitchell. Doesn't sound like a gypsy to me. Doesn't.
That would have been a great talent.
She got upset. They started throwing blows, and then next thing you know, a fist was thrown at the psychic.
You don't want to trade blows with Lindsay Lohan.
No, you don't.
She's good at that.
Woman's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a big Christmas show for President Obama. Christmas in Washington. It's called Conan O'Brien's going to be hosting. You know who's going to be the special guest?
No. Psy. Really?
Psy will be performing Gangnam Style for the president.
Really? He's going to be performing that song? He's not going to be performing any of his other hits?
One of his other hits? No.
Please tell me the president is going to do the dance.
I hope he does
that
Gangnam
would be
Style.
That would awesome. Make it worth it.
What says Christmas more than Gangnam Style,
nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Gangnam Style.
Speaking of Gangnam Style, there is a restaurant in Koreatown in Los Angeles that has changed its name to Gangnam Style Restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they serve horse?
I believe they do.
And by that you mean heroin?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, the special today is poodle down there. You might want to check it out. It's really excellent.
Yeah.
Saya said he's not going to press charges. He's not going to sue.
All right.
Because he considers it a sincere form of flattery that they would rename their restaurant after his song Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
Sources say the reason he's not suing is because he recognizes he'll probably be waiting tables there in about 6 months, and he wants to stay in the good graces of the ownership of the restaurant.
Smart businessman.
Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Kirkman. The man who invented The Walking Dead is 34 years old today. Kaley Cuoco.
I don't know what's in that. There you go.
There we go. She's from The Big Bang Theory, 27 years old today. Alicia Cuthbert. Yes. Happy Endings is 30. Clay Aitken is 34 years old today. Sandra, look at her face, is 42 years old. Ben Stiller is 47. John Ashton of Psychedelic Furs is 55. Billy Idol turns 57 years old today. Mandy Patinkin celebrates his 60th birthday. And movie director Ridley Scott turns 75 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I love banjos.
I do too.
Who's with me?
I used to make fun of those guys until we did our breakfast with them, and now I'm in love with them.
They're pretty funny. Yeah. It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, the Kevin and Bean Show, 8:06, live from Fullerton for the Miss Double D pageant, which we will get back to in just a minute.
Yeah, we got the interview portion coming up. And remember, keep voting until 9 o'clock to choose your favorite.
And you can be watching everything at KROQ.com. Matt Money Smith.
Hey, what's happening, everyone?
Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money Show.
We're going Ralph Lawler style, huh? Holding the mics and working out our tricep muscles.
That's how we do it.
It's working today. But guys, before we get into it, I would just like to say, as a man that sits here and gazes upon this crowd, it is wonderful to see altruism and benevolence in action. These men coming out to support our troops.
That's right.
To support disadvantaged children. And, you know, they say that charity is typically reserved for women.
Yeah.
But considering they've been asked to show up and bring an unwrapped toy and really help the cause, I mean, these are all men out here.
These guys didn't even know that there were going to be boobs here today.
Oh, there's boobs here today?
Oh, I thought
this was just like bring a toy for kid kind of thing.
No, it's bring an erection for boobs kind of things.
Hey, now.
Matt Money Smith.
Yes.
Can we talk Lakers just for a moment?
You know... We can. We absolutely can. And... Here's the thing.
How's it going?
What's going on with those guys? But before we talk, again, another. I'm jumping in again.
No, go free.
So crazy. I'm driving here. I drag my ass out of bed after doing the NFL game last night
to make my way
down to Fullerton. And I'm listening. And I hear Ralph say, it's the bikini portion of the competition.
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to do the bikini thing before I get there. I see how it is.
That was the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and then... On the road on the 91 freeway, I hear, oh, it's the talent show, and this woman's jumping on a trampoline.
Yes.
In a bikini.
Yes. So you're thinking, all right, I missed that.
Okay, so I missed that. What the hell is left? Is it like model the Patagonia winter wear? Like, what do I get to enjoy?
You get the interview.
That's the best part.
Oh, where they talk. Let's bring Matt Money Smith out to watch them be interviewed by Ralph Garman.
Well,
thanks a lot.
You're a very... intellectual, well-educated man, although we could use your skills to evaluate the girls during the interview section.
Well, considering when you asked a young lady what her talent was, and it was, I'm going to do that arm thing and stuff.
Yes.
I am most definitely looking forward to
the interview. We're also going to have the girls do Kevining. That'll be fun.
There we go.
Yeah, that'll be great.
All right, as to your question.
The Lakers.
Finally. You know, I don't normally give guys free passes when they say... This guy's injured. When he comes back, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about arguably the greatest point guard of his generation, I'm going to go ahead and give Mike D'Antoni and his fancy Pringles guy looking face the benefit of the doubt and say, yes, when Steve Nash comes back, everything will be fine. Things will fall into place. Guys will get better. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, how bad is the injury? I mean, what can we expect? Is he going to be off and on all season? Is it going to be a recurring thing? Or?
It's hard to say when you're 38 and you're dealing with a fractured fibula.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best thing to deal with. And, you know, they keep pushing it back. Oh, we need Steve for the playoffs. That's the most important. When you start hearing playoffs, that's the most important
thing. Playoffs?
Exactly. That's cause for consternation, that's for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, little concern there.
Well, at least they can shoot free throws without him.
That's good.
You got that going for you.
It's funny you mention that, Kevin, because they missed 20 of them the other night in the game they lost by 2.
Wow.
It's interesting you bring that up.
Yeah.
So astounding was that number that Lisa contributed a...
Wow.
Yeah.
This is sports talk, and I made a comment.
That's true.
Wow.
That happened.
Yes.
What do you think of the game last night? Is that the Saints season? Are we done?
Well, you know, this is the big week in football. You know, you get to 7 losses and your season's pretty much done, and there's a lot of teams. And last night we saw that for the Saints. So can we get some girls out here to shake their cans while I'm talking sports?
Do they seem bored?
Just so the audience doesn't turn on me and rip my limbs from my very being and just toss them around like we're at a concert of some sorts. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, the NFL, this is a big week in the NFL because pretty much you got a bunch of 6-5 teams in the NFC, and they're all going to be dealing with figuring out who's going to shake out that last. Lisa, you could take it off.
You've got all these girls, and I got to take it off. What the hell?
There can't be too many.
There we go. You know, they did come out in the rain, Lisa.
And
they did donate an unwrapped toy.
That.
I think it would only be fair if
I need
in fact,
to call
you acknowledge.
They are great Americans.
Girl to stand in for
you know, normally this is I think my I don't know, 5th or 6th one of these. And normally Bean is here to stay sober
yes.
and guide that ship.
Yeah.
Are we going to devolve into a...
we haven't already?
A 9 o'clock hour of... You know, Lisa, I swear sometimes when you're doing that traffic,
you look
I get a little glimmer of mine. I think about you topless. Then Kevin's going to punch Dave. And...
probably. Yeah. That's probably what we're heading for.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I wonder without Bean here to anchor.
Well, Bean wanted to be here, but he doesn't like women. So,
so
that's why he canceled
that.
On us. Yeah.
Did I hear Dave doing a Laker suck chant before I walked up?
He wasn't. The crowd turned on him quickly.
Yeah, I can see that happening as a matter of fact.
You know why? He's an ass.
Yeah.
That's why.
He's still flying the Clippers flag.
He is still flying the Clippers flag.
Sorry?
What is that? I'm sorry, money. He's what?
He's worried about your ship.
What are you saying? You're worried about me and Ralph?
Yeah.
Listen, this may or may not be a glass of Bushmills. Perhaps it's already slipped a little bit. He is still, in fact, flying that Clippers flag.
Some people are saying the Clips are the team to beat in the West.
They,
none here. No one here. Okay.
Here's what I'll tell you about the Clippers. Again, you know, you get... It's almost like being a Cubs fan, you know? It's
the old bait and switch?
It's when you have that moment when you think everything's going to go right and it just falls apart. And for the Clippers, the moment everything's about to go right, and they do have a great team this year, the moment everything's about to go right, you're going to have strife and discord inside the locker room because there's too many good guys on the team that all want to play. Think about the Clippers for a moment.
Who's ever heard of that,
exactly.
That problem
and
with the
that
Clippers?
Particular problem being the one that will, in fact, ruin their season. They have too many good guys and not enough minutes to go around, and that's the problem they face.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not the problem with the Lakers, I'll tell you that.
No,
right
most definitely.
They got a bunch of guys that should be sitting.
Lakers, you know, Minnesota was just in town.
Yeah.
To play the Clippers. I don't know if you're aware of this. Lisa, you may find this interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, but maybe. They have the whitest team that the NBA has seen in a long time.
Minnesota?
Minnesota, yeah. They have 5 white guys from America.
Wow.
4 white guys from Europe.
Wow.
So you're talking about 9 whiteies out of 14.
You can't compete.
Just so happens to be one of the better shooting teams
okay.
in the league. I'm just saying.
They know they're not going to get a rebound.
Lakers, you know, having some problems shooting the rock. Maybe you just kind of comb that waiver wire or the free agents available.
Find some white guys?
A couple whiteys. You know, get a couple whiteys out there. Hit a couple jump shots, you know? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
A cast of Hoosiers shows up.
Well, hey, go to Hickory, you know? I have no problem with that.
All right, Matt Money Smith is here. You want to stick around for the next couple segments? And
What are the next couple segments?
Well, the interview portion.
Oh, the interview portion.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
you're so excited.
I mean, how can I not support these young ladies
that
are entertaining these fine young men?
That's what I'm saying.
And, hold on, and some creepy old guys out there, let's be honest. You know, let's be honest.
Well, Matt, you know better than anybody. It's what's inside
that's
that really matters.
Well, if you're going to represent the Kevin and Bean Show, it's not about what's here.
Yes, it is.
It's about what's here.
No,
it's incorrect. Not. I have it back.
Yeah, you have it backwards. It's the Kevin and Bean Miss Double December pageant, and we will be right back from Fullerton on the World Famous.
Oh, yeah.
K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's our Miss Double December pageant 2013. We are live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen.
For those of you who are not watching online, you really should rectify that situation.
Those of you in your cars, we're so sorry
yes.
because you're probably sitting in traffic in the rain, and that blows. So.
But go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com, and you can punch up the live webcast that we're doing all morning long featuring these really beautiful girls, like maybe our best batch ever.
I think so, unless any of the ones last year are
Is it a crop?
Listening.
Isn't it a crop?
I think it is a crop,
okay.
Yeah. This is the third and final section of the pageant. This is the important part. This is where we get to learn about the girls' minds, and that's what really matters, right? Fellas, are you with me?
If you take anything away from our pageant, it's that it's what's up here that counts.
We've got 10 questions for them. We put them in random order, so each girl that comes up, she'll be escorted on by one of our Marines. She will be asked at a very important question. We'll get a look inside her mind. And then at the very end, you guys, you may know this picture right here. This picture of Kevin. We're going to have each of the girls do a little Kevining, too, before she leaves the stage. Just to give that segment a little send-off.
That's great. Excited.
Let's bring up our first competitor, Allie. Allie, please welcome back to the stage, Allie, everyone. How are you feeling so far, Allie?
Great.
All right, here is your question, randomly chosen. If you were to ask to write a textbook for men on how to pick up women,
what would the number one lesson be? Number one lesson for men on how to pick up women. What works for you? What works for the ladies, Allie?
Don't use those cheesy pickup lines.
What's the worst pickup line any guy ever tried to use on you?
Yeah, show me your cancer.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Did it?
No.
Now, what can a guy do to impress you? What when you first meet a guy, if he does something that really sort of gets your attention?
I like them when they're very family oriented.
Like, have a couple of
family.
Kids.
So they have some kids.
So they have some kids.
Wife, kids
a wife at home.
Yeah,
sure.
No.
Maybe some grandkids.
I mean, you can keep me a secret for a little bit.
Have you ever dated a married man, Alex?
Hey, no.
Have you ever dated a married man?
What?
Have you ever dated a married man?
No.
By the way, what is a stalling test?
Yeah, absolutely.
That means yes is the answer.
He's wondering if he's listening or not, or if his wife is. All right, Allie, thanks so much. If you would, please do a little Kevining for us before you say goodbye.
The Kevining!
Yeah, pretty strong. Put your hands together for Allie, everybody. Thank you, Allie. Next up to ask her question is Ashley. Let's hear it for Ashley. You enjoying yourself so far, Ashley?
What's that?
Enjoying yourself so far?
I'm having an amazing time.
Here's your question. If you could commit any crime in the world and be guaranteed to get away with it, what crime would that be and why?
I would probably get away with a crime of killing David Beckham's wife because I love him and I love the I want to know why.
Wow. Hey. You would kill one of the Spice Girls?
Yeah, she's terrible. I could do much better. I'm a better soccer player. I'll show them some skills.
And you do smile more than she does, that's for sure.
Yeah, and she's too real thin.
But the odds are Beckham would get injured and not be able to have sex with you.
Oh, no, we can make it happen.
How dare you.
That's Ashley. Let's see a little Kevining before you go away, Ashley.
There
we go. A little Kevining by Ashley. Thank you so much.
It's fun, isn't it? Isn't that part fun?
It really is
fun.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's fun to watch pretty girls do the Kevining.
Yep, yeah, that's so fun.
Please welcome to the stage Kristen, everybody. Kristen is coming up next. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
You look like you're having fun.
I'm having so much fun. This is funny.
Have you been drinking at all this morning, Kristen?
Just a little.
Just a little, okay. Here's your randomly selected question, Kristen. If you were elected to be Miss Double December and we let you run the Kevin and Bean Show for one day, what change or changes would you make to the show for one day?
I would have Wing sing the Miss Double December anthem.
Oh, that's pretty good, Wing.
She would add more Wing to the show. That's always a good
strong
idea. You can always use more Wing. How about a little Kevining before you leave the stage,
Kristen? The Kevining!
Yeah, that's pretty strong. Thanks so much.
The Kevining!
Well, that's fun, isn't it?
I never get tired of that.
Me either.
Here's Lux, everybody. Lux making her way to the stage. How you feeling this morning?
I am freezing. But you know what? Being here is like my adrenaline's pumping, so I'm getting a little warmer.
Mine too, me too.
What?
Here's your question, Lux. What's the strangest place you've ever had sex? And what unique place would you like to try someday? So it's a two-part question. First part is, where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex? Second one is, what place would you like to try?
I don't know. I'm kind of boring. Maybe the car would be the weirdest place. I mean, I know, right?
Back seat or front seat?
Front seat, driver's seat.
Okay.
That's
all right.
A challenge.
Navigate the steering wheel.
Challenge.
Okay.
And what place would you like to try if you could someday?
Definitely somewhere public. Yeah, somewhere public outside.
How about this stage?
Maybe the slide bar.
Whoa!
How about a little Kevining before you say goodbye, Lux?
Kevining!
Oh, that's pretty strong. Thank you, Lux.
Talk about pandering to the crowd, you know. I was thinking Tiananmen Square, but she just goes to the slide bar.
Right in front of a rolling tank?
Right?
Yeah, sure. Make a political statement out of it. This is the last member of the first half of our interview portion. Please welcome Mackenzie to the stage. Mackenzie! You look lovely, Mackenzie.
Why, thank you.
Here's your randomly selected question. If you could switch bodies with a man for a day, what man would you pick and why? What man would you like to be for a day?
Definitely Charlie Sheen. I mean, come on now.
Just blow and porn stars all day long?
I don't know about the blow apart, but porn stars, that sounds like a lot of fun.
All right.
Good answer by Mackenzie. Right. A little Kevining from Mackenzie before she says goodbye. Well done. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Those are the first five girls in the interview portion of the Miss Double December 2013 pageant.
We're running a little late. We may not be able to do the Kevining for the next segment.
We're working it. I'll cut the questions before I cut the Kevining.
I think we're running a little late.
No, we have plenty of time for Kevining.
We'll be back from Fullerton on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is our Miss Double December pageant 2013.
It is the most crucial part of the pageant where we get to know the girls inside, where it really matters.
I didn't realize that was part of it.
We're asking them randomly selected questions, then we're having them do a little Kevining at the end of each answer. So please welcome our next contestant, the lovely Mimi, to the stage.
Mimi,
come on up.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, Mimi, that you had to kill some poor leopard for that outfit.
Hi!
It's a very happy dead leopard, I'm sure. Here is your question. If you could just take one trip in a time machine to any place and era, when and where would you choose? If you go anywhere in a time machine.
Oh, yeah.
I would go back to the 50s, where the women catered to their men and knew how to take care of their men. So that's where I would go.
Yeah. In the words of Fonzie, yeah, I like that. Can you do a little Kevining for us before you leave?
You're Kevining.
I love it. Thank you so much, Mimi. Thanks for coming up here.
I was thinking maybe take out Pol Pot, but
nope.
You know, just go back to the 50s. Stay to a man.
Love Eisenhower. Right. She loves Eisenhower.
I like that. I'm just saying, Pol Pot, bad guy. Take him out.
Absolutely.
But a good reference for this crowd.
Absolutely.
Let's bring Natalie to the stage, everybody. Natalie is our next contestant. You having fun, Natalie?
Absolutely.
Glad to hear it. Here is your randomly selected question. If you had a terminal illness that only a lesbian relationship could cure, what female celebrity would you choose to be your medicine and why?
I would have to say Angelina Jolie, just because she's so bad.
Do you think you seem like a type A personality? You think you two could get along in a relationship?
Absolutely.
Somebody would come out bloodied and bruised, though, I think.
I think I would.
Probably. Can we do a little Kevining before you say goodbye?
You're Kevining!
There we go. I like it. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Correct answer was Margaret Cho.
Really? That was the correct answer?
We didn't have a correct answer.
I thought I heard Angela Lansbury from the crowd.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad choice.
Big Manchurian Candidate fan. Second horrible reference in 1 minute.
Cigarette.
We're going to have to do a Would You Like to Take That Back just for today's show.
This is like a show from a time machine.
It is.
Let's bring Sarah to the stage. Sarah, come on out. I miss having Mike on the show. Can we get him back?
Nope.
Can we fire Beer Mug and hire Mike?
Let's kill Beer Mug.
Sarah, thanks for coming out. Are you having fun?
Oh, lots of fun.
All right, here is your randomly selected question. If you had a choice to be reincarnated as a wild animal, which one would you pick and why?
Cougar.
Oh, that one's a tough one.
Cougar, just give it time.
I'd probably say a tiger because everybody looks good in animal print.
That's true. Those stripes would be very slimming. Absolutely. That's a good choice. Can we see a little Kevining before you leave the stage for the last time? Oh, that's a good one. That's some strong Kevining right there.
That's great.
She looked really retarded. That was really good. That was really good Kevining.
That was the essence of that photo.
It really is. Can we bring Shannon to the stage? Shannon's already on the stage. Shannon, come on over here. You having fun, Shannon?
Hi.
Here's your randomly selected question. If an asteroid was going to hit the Earth in 7 days and money was no object, how would you spend your final week? What would you do for the last week on Earth?
I would probably be in Saint-Tropez on a yacht with, I don't know, just shopping and having a good
shopping
time.
Shopping on a yacht.
Yeah,
shopping on a yacht. Get your best deals on a yacht, really. That's true.
They got you right where they want you.
Hey, Shannon.
Whoa.
Shannon, you forgot to do some Kevining for us. We need you to do some Kevining before
you leave.
Let's
not call her back.
That's good.
Okay.
That was full brain damage, that Kevining. That was strong. And our last contestant to answer the final question in the Miss Double December 2013 competition, please welcome Tanya to the stage. Tanya.
All right, Tanya.
Still can't get over the fact you're a nurse. That's very just strange to me. Here's your randomly selected question.
Your random quest.
I'm Kevining. Tanya, men often name their members. And by member, of course, I mean penis.
Could you be more clear?
I mean the junk.
Okay.
If you were going to name your hoo-ha, what name would you give it and why? Like my penis's name is Thunderstick.
Yeah.
If you were going to name your hoo-ha, what name would you give it and why?
I've honestly never even ever thought of this in my life.
So I'm asking you to think about it now. So just take a second and just think, what would you name your lady garden if you had to, and why would you give it that name?
We don't need help from the crowd, I guarantee you, on this one.
Something along the lines of...
Frank?
Sweet.
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 You call it sweet.
I like it.
All right.
Awesome. I'd name it
sweet
awesome.
Sweet awesome.
Sweet awesome.
Sweet awesome.
How about a little Kevining before you say goodbye, Tanya?
Kevining. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. She a screenwriter? What's that?
Take care of sweet awesome for us when you get a chance. We appreciate that.
It's now raining pretty hard.
It is raining hard now for all the people who are hanging on to see the end of the competition. That is the final question in the interview portion. You know what's up next? Showbiz Beat, and then we're going to count up all the votes, and then we're going to tell you who is the winner of the Miss Double December 2013 competition.
We'll be right back on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 5 minutes till 9. The Kevin and Bean Show, Miss Double December pageant, live from Fullerton. One more hour.
5 minutes to 9 means only 5 more minutes to get your votes in for the Miss Double December pageant 2013. Don't forget, you choose who represents us for the next year, so don't screw it up, people.
Take this seriously.
That's right. This is more important than the presidential election.
Oh, by far.
Yes.
We don't hang out with Obama at any of our shows.
No, we don't. Also, we want to remind you that you can see everything that's happening down here this morning on the webcast at krock.com. And for those of you who are watching, you've seen quite the show so far.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the showbiz news, shall we? More details coming out about Lindsay Lohan getting busted in New York City yesterday morning at 4 a.m., she stumbled out of a nightclub in Manhattan at 4 a.m. What a shock. Some people are saying she was drunk.
At 4 a.m. out of a nightclub?
I know.
Probably not.
She punched a psychic in the face on their way out, allegedly.
I'm not usually a Lindsay supporter, but in this case,
yeah.
It was a psychic.
Yeah. She said some BS thing, and she punched her. Apparently, they were fighting over Max George from The Wanted. Lindsay followed the dude into that nightclub. She tried to talk to him. He thought she was so drunk, he was turned off. He started chatting up a psychic instead, saying, "Why didn't you tell me Lindsay Lohan was going to follow me to this club?" Police were called. Of course, she was arrested. We'll have to wait and see if she gets her ticket pulled by the Santa Monica court, because she is on probation with them, of course, for stealing that necklace.
Ralph Garman, how did the psychic not see the punch coming?
Good question, Mike. We've been asking that all morning.
Hey-o!
I think she might get off unless Miss Cleo's on the jury, and then she's going to be in big trouble.
That's true.
Yeah. More news. Congratulations this morning. It's a bad morning for it, but Rick Baker, legendary Hollywood makeup artist, Rick Baker will be getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning. He's been a makeup artist for 40 years. He's got 2 Guinness records, most Oscar wins and most nominations for an Oscar. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. He's done everything from Star Wars to The Exorcist, Harry and the Hendersons, Michael Jackson's Thriller, Coming to America, Gremlins, The Batch 2, Men in Black, Nutty Professor, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It goes on and on and on and on. Not a good day to get your star with this rain, but well earned. You were at a party last night for Kevin. Rick, weren't you?
I was. I went to a party, and my wife was making the rounds as well, and she ran into Chelsea Handler.
Oh, my goodness.
Who you've had a lot of good things to say about over the years.
Nothing but.
And she said, "Yeah, this is so-and-so." And Chelsea said, "Your husband is the asshole that talks all that crap about me on the radio."
Oh, that's nice for your wife.
There are so many people who talk crap about her. Yeah,
how could she
pick you out?
I don't know. It wasn't me. It was Ralph. But I'm willing to take the hit on that one. The message is getting through, Ralph.
Good man. And now we know what Joss Whedon's going to do. His next project after the Avengers will have nothing to do with science fiction or superheroes. Deadline.com is reporting he's going to do a filmed version of Much Ado About Nothing, the Shakespeare play.
And then what?
That's his next movie. Come on, Shakespeare.
Yeah, and then after that what?
The good news is, though, even though Shakespeare, there still will be a Hulk. So that should be entertaining, yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ridley Scott is 75 years old. Mandy Patinkin turns 60 years old. Billy Idol turns 57. John Ashton from the Psychedelic Furs, he is 55 years old. Ben Stiller is 47.
Sandra, oh, what happened to your face, is 42 years old. Clay Aiken turns 34 years old today. Hold on a second. She's a good-looking broad, that Clay Aiken.
Hey!
Alicia Cuthbert is 30. Kaylee Cuoco is 27 from The Big Bang Theory.
And that's it. Sorry,
we don't have time for more. No, that's not it. Actually, our good friend from the show, Robert Kirkman, the man who created The Walking Dead, celebrates his 34th birthday. I still remember, as if it was yesterday, the moment with Kevin that was created the very first time we interviewed Robert Kirkman.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
But we're also going to talk about a movie. I'm sorry, a TV show, too. A TV show that is on AMC that is fantastic. And the creator of the graphic novel is Robert Kingsman?
Nope, Kirkman.
Can't read my own writing.
Robert Kirkman.
Wow.
That was A Moment
in my defense,
Kevin.
Robert Kingsman, you said.
In my defense, we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I had had an adult beverage or two.
Yeah. And I love that you hadn't seen the show yet. You're like, it's a fantastic movie. Fantastic. Robert Kingsman's going to be on the show.
And in my mind, I was saying, no one can tell I'm drunk.
Yeah. No, you pull it off well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Sit down, a-hole.
Sit down.
What's happening? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. The voting is over.
Voting has closed. We will know shortly who the winner is of the Miss Double December Pageant 2013. They are currently tabulating the votes. They're telling me in my ear over 20,000 votes were cast.
Wow.
And apparently the final four or five, the top four or five girls are very close in the voting, so we'll have to wait and see. So I thought maybe we'd get an idea of how the listeners were voting by pulling a random listener out of the crowd and interviewing them and seeing what they thought about the girls and which ones were their favorites. So I found a gentleman named Rudy Cisneros in the audience.
Hey, what's up, dog? What's up, Ralph? Hey, Kevin, what's up, fool?
How's it going, Rudy?
Oh, dog, you know, like, thug life's getting to me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Keep my head on a swivel, like, it's starting to get me tired, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't choose this life, you know? I was born into it. I'm a born gangster, dog.
Right.
You know?
That's right. Rudy, of course, from East Los Angeles, I believe.
That's right. Born and raised. Buena Parque, you know what I'm saying? I want to say what's up to Orange County Vatos out here, but I'm East Coast born and bred, fool. You know what I'm saying?
Now, have you seen any of the competition?
Hey, that's a fly shirt, dog.
It's soccer.
Give me one.
All right.
Hey, who's going to buy me a drink, fool?
Everyone.
Hey, give me a Bacardi, dog. You know what I'm saying? Corona, whatever. Hey, all right.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the contestants?
I saw all them behind the backstage. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So you watched the whole pageant?
I don't like none of them. They're all bootleg.
What?
Listen, there's a bunch of problems with every one of them putas.
Wait a minute. They're all beautiful girls.
Nah. First off, every one of those girls has their real eyebrows. Okay?
Right?
Yeah.
Stupid, dog. You got to draw them on. Crazy. The little line. You know what I'm saying, fool? And they're like, I didn't see one scar, no C-section scars, dog. I like my hyenas with, like, the big cuts up in their belly,
no,
dog.
No.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, you know that they're putting out the kids all day long, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want kids all day
and
long,
first,
do you?
Another thing, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, I asked all of them, like, hey, you guys want a baby, dog? And they're like, nah.
That's the right answer.
Whatever's, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You should have been here a few years ago. One of our earlier ones had a baby.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I probably put it in her food. You know what I'm saying? That's how Rudy rolls, you know,
yeah,
dog?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, hey, is there going to be some dog fights up in here, dog?
No.
There's no dog fights.
There should be. That'd be dope right now, huh? Hey, the Marines know what I'm talking about, food, right?
No,
some pit bulls up here.
We're not doing any dog
fights.
Get
some pit bulls right here. Have them eat. Rawr, rawr, rawr.
No, that's a terrible
idea. I got a chihuahua, dog, but it got its eyebrow blasted with a pencil. It's true,
wait,
dog.
The dog got his eyebrow blasted with a pencil?
My uncle Lester, they call him Little Maniac, dog. Uh-huh. He lives in Amani. He was playing with my dog. He was high off the angel dust. His head was all crazy, loco, dog. And he saw my dog. He's like, hey, there's a lion in your living room. I'm like, nah, dog, it's my little chihuahua. And he took a pencil, bam, right in his eyeball. And I was like, damn, dog, whatever.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what was your reaction?
Go Raiders, dog. That's what I have to say. And then another thing, like, I was listening to them do the hyenas do the talent.
The talent course.
You know what I'm saying? One bitch read poetry.
Yeah.
This isn't school, dog, you know, because if it was, I'd drop out. You know what I'm saying? Her talent should be, like, you know, shake chichis. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, go airtight style. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's appropriate.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to see... I want to see lips that you don't put lipstick on, fool.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
What's happening right now?
That's more than
I want to see you hike up your skirt so you need two haircuts, fool.
No, right, all
and
right.
I got a shaved head like every cholo should. And she should have it downstairs hardwood floors, fool.
I think we've heard enough from
you guys want to hear a joke, dog?
A joke?
You guys want to hear a joke? I've been working on it because, like, I'm a comedian now. You know, you can go see me out at El Monte, up Peck Road, whatever. Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go Dodgers!
Is that a joke?
What?
Is that
what?
It's not really a joke. It's a statement.
Hey, does anybody have any meth, dog?
Right, no, listen. I don't think we're...
You know what I'm saying? I quit coffee 3 months ago. I need a pick-me-up, fool. It's got the scrante.
No,
and by the way, if anybody's got any meth, give it to those fat hyenas backstage. Maybe they could lose a couple pounds.
Stop it. That is unfair.
Maybe there won't be so much queso on their nalgas coming out the bottom.
All right, that is unfair
for it. Look at me. I missed up with December. I got a short skirt. Nalgas coming out the bottom.
Now I'm sorry we asked
more queso than Wisconsin.
We need to take a break.
So you didn't vote for any of the girls?
You know who I vote for?
Who'd you vote for?
Eva Mendez and the Virgin Mary. You know what I'm saying?
They weren't on the list.
Those are the only two hyenas I give a whatever's about. You know what I'm saying? Because my mom, she died, you know, like back in the day, she was a Mexican wrestler.
Uh-huh.
The Iron Sheik.
Was she La Lucha Libre?
The Iron Sheik gave her the camel clutch in 1974 back in Juarez, and my mom's neck was all janky.
Right.
So,
like.
So.
Yeah, really?
So the man.
Is that what happened?
That's true, dog. You know, so like the man's that like I first called my father. They called him Trigger. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He put her out of his misery. Hey, by the way, to the Marines, you know, like I never served in the military, but they used to call me Sniper back in Orange County. You know, because I done blasted so many fools. So I feel like we got a connection.
I thought we asked him what he thought about the contestants.
We tried
about a half hour ago.
This is what we got?
I didn't see no Raider tattoos on those bitches.
All right, enough.
Not one of those bitches wearing dickies. You know what I'm saying?
I think we understand what your point
of view
is.
You know, I could have brought way better girls from the Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. I doubt that.
All right, listen,
Three pack of white beers and a corn dog for that bitch.
Okay, Rudy, we need to take a break now, but thanks so much for your insight. We appreciate it.
All right, dog.
We'll be back.
I love you.
Yeah.
Quite a patriotic crowd here today, Ralph.
They love America, that's for sure.
They do. It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Our Miss Double December pageant, 2013.
This is the moment it's all been leading up to, and for me, this is the most... sad moment of the whole day because we have to say goodbye to some of the girls, and really they all did an amazing job this year. They really were terrific,
and it takes a lot of guts to get up here and do what they did, so thanks to everyone.
Over 20,000 votes were cast. This is the closest it's ever been. From number 1 to number 10, there were only about a couple thousand votes difference, and in the top 3 there was less than a couple hundred votes difference between the 3 of them. So very close competition.
So we're still open for bribery? Is that...
No, I'm saying they should all be very proud of themselves. All the girls got a lot of votes this year. What we're going to do is we're going to bring all 10 girls up on stage. Girls, if you just want to line up here on stage, right there is great. What I'm going to do is I'm going to randomly call out the names of the top 3 vote-getters. Then we will announce our second runner-up, our first runner-up, and then we will announce Miss Double December 2013. But before we do, I'd like to get a round of applause for all of the girls who participated this year, because they all did a great job, and they're all great, great girls, and we really appreciate it. So, ladies, I will announce at random 3 names. Those are our top 3 vote-getters. And once we do, if I announce your name, please step forward. Once we're done, the rest of the girls, you can please exit the stage, and we'll have our top 3 here on stage.
Number 1 is Brad Williams.
No, he didn't get any votes this year.
Oh.
Here we go. If I announce your name, please step forward. Our top 3 vote-getters this year are... Allie, please step forward. Allie, one of our top 3 vote-getters. Lux, if Lux would please step forward, one of our top 3 vote-getters. And the third of our top three vote getters, Tanya. Tanya, please step forward. The rest of the girls, thank you so much. You want to follow Dave? We really appreciate it. We thank you very much for participating in this year's pageant. You were all terrific. These are our top three vote getters this year.
Can we just keep all three?
I wish we could. If we had Miss Triple December, we could have them be triplets.
Next year.
Next year, maybe. We've got flowers for each of the top three vote getters. I first will announce our second runner-up. That's the girl who got the third most votes in this year's competition. Our second runner-up this year with the third most votes out of over 20,000 votes is Tanya. Tanya, thank you so much. We got some flowers for you. Thanks so much for participating, Tanya. We really appreciate it.
Can we just keep the top two?
Sadly, there can only be one winner, Kevin. What I'm going to do first is announce our first runner-up. If something should happen to Miss Double December 2013 and she can't fulfill her duties, then, of course, the first runner-up will have to step in.
Right.
You know, if she gets pregnant or something. It's happened.
Yes, it has.
It's happened to us before.
It has happened, unfortunately.
In case that happens. So what I'll do is I'll announce the first runner-up, and then, of course, the one standing will be Miss Double December 2013.
Wait, someone's going to fall?
No, no one's going to fall.
All right.
This year's Miss Double December 2013 will be announced right after this commercial message.
All right, we are back in Fullerton for the Kevin and Bean Miss Double December 2013 pageant.
Another great year, another great pageant. Thanks so much to everybody for coming out in the rain today for this. Before we crown our new Miss Double December for 2013, can we give one more round of applause to this year's Miss Double December? Joanna did a great job. Joanna, thank you so much. We're just thanking you. We're just applauding you. When we do crown the new Miss Double December, of course, the crown will have to be passed officially when Joanna will plant a kiss on this year's winner. One of my favorite moments.
It's in the saliva.
It's saliva. Creepy bean. Now, no matter how the votes go this year, I don't think we could do much better than this pair right here. Very impressive. But I will announce our first runner-up. And that, of course, means the remaining girl will be Miss Double December for 2013.
And we'll announce that right after this.
No, we're actually going to do it this time. We're going to do it this time. The girl who got the second most votes in this year's competition is... Allie, that means Lux is our new winner. Lux is Miss Double December 2013. We've got some roses for Allie. Thank you so much, Allie. You did a great job. Let's get that sash and crown on Lux. She is this year's winner. Can we get that wrapped around
her? They're going to kiss. Take it easy, guys.
We need to get her the official first. There we go. And now it's time to transfer the title. Oh, my goodness.
I missed it.
They passed it back and forth twice.
I wasn't watching. I missed it.
I'm sorry. Kevin missed it. Can we get another kiss? Kevin missed it.
I wasn't watching. I'm sorry.
Kevin
I wasn't
missed watching. It. Can we get a kiss one more time? Yeah. God bless America. Lux, can you come here first before you take your walk, Lux? Before you take your walks, congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
You did compete last year as well. You came in the top three last year.
Yes, I did, and I had a blast last year, and I had so many wonderful people who supported me last year and wanted me to come back and try again. So you know what? This is for you guys, because I love you guys. I wouldn't be here without you guys. Thank you so much.
And you did it. We're so happy to have you as part of the Kevin and Bean family for the rest of the year. We're looking forward to spending the year with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now, if you would, please walk the runways. We play your theme song and wave and greet your subjects as Miss Double December 2013.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Get your photos, guys.
She's got the guns, baby. She's got the hoops. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, Mike, tis hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, your new Miss Double December for 2013, Lux. She's being christened as our resident midget, Brad Williams, humps her leg.
That's right. Part of it. I'm sorry.
Give him a little time. He's almost done.
Hey, Brad.
He's almost done. Oh, Dave. Dave's escorting our midget off stage. Lux, thanks so much. Go back and say hi to all the other girls who competed. You did a great job.
Thank you to everyone. Thanks
so much to everybody who participated this year. What a great crop of girls.
Thanks to all of you for coming out in the rain, for bringing an unwrapped toy. Thanks to the Marines. The U.S. Marine Corps, Toys for Tots at toysfortots.org. Pinup Girl Clothing at pinupgirlclothing.com. The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton, which is our second home.
Thank you, guys.
Prado Photo. Thanks to everybody that participated. If you want to sing, I know you're all pretty drunk, but go ahead and give this a try.
Well, this song is best to sing when you're drunk.
That's true.
Don't forget that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Everybody, see you next week.
Shall we stop now with all this nonsense?
I'm really sorry, but I just don't want to do this. I need to move my life in another direction.
What the hell? Was that because of us? I don't know. I mean, it started off super positive, then it just got crazy.
I did not like that at all.
No, Kev. None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
You're all doing great.
Except for Kevin.